Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.
Welcome to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Steve is the founder of Financial Solutions for Business, the author of the Ultimate Business Owner Plan, and certified exit planning advisor. He uses his 25 years of working with successful business owners and interviews with top advisors and successful business owners to help baby boomer business owners create the business and the life they have always dreamed of. Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, Spike, and welcome back to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show. We're here every Friday afternoon helping business owners figure out what's the best way to really create the business and ultimately the life that they've always dreamed of. One challenge that can get in the way for business owners is having enough capital to grow their business, to implement their entrepreneurial ideas. And our next guest is Sandra Minetti, who's the host of an upcoming business event called the Alternative Funding Forum, where owners can be able to learn about some out-of-the-box solutions to acquire the funding that they need to implement their entrepreneurial dreams. So, Sandra, thank you very much for being on the show. How are you?
Thank you, Steve. Thank you for all the great things that you do with this show for business owners. I'm a big fan, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk about something that can help move your audience forward if they're looking to grow their businesses and find that funding.
Well, that's very kind. Thank you very much. I'm glad that you've listened and find what we're doing of value. It's people like you that make it all possible. So give us a little bit about background. We'll get into the event and the exciting things that are happening with the Alternative Funding Forum, but give us some of your background. You've got a very diverse and interesting background, so share that with our listeners, if you would.
I'm a TV and radio host working for the BBC and other media organizations, and in recent years I've transitioned to hosting live events, everything from Hollywood movie premieres to business conferences. And when I settled in Los Angeles a few years ago, I was starting to get interested in the entrepreneurial circuit. I would sort of host these conferences and listen, and I was so actually inspired by the creativity in the room and the ideas. That it turned me into an entrepreneur as well. I started crowdfunding projects. I listened and learned, and I was able to create and grow businesses of my own. And a couple of years ago, I came across an ace business advisor called Victoria Silchenko, and her frustration was that entrepreneurs had trouble reaching sources of funding. How do they get together with the investors? So she started creating conferences, which unites everybody under the same roof. So people who are looking for capital can be connected with investors and all various other different types of funding. And the industry is changing all the time. And so what I'll be hosting next month in Los Angeles is the Alternative Funding Forum, just looking at new, exciting alternative ways to raise capital for your business or project.
Well, that is exciting because, as you said, this notion of crowdfunding in the broad sense and alternative structures, I mean, it's not that you just go down to your local bank and hope and pray that they'll give you a loan. That's not what happens very often anymore for most business owners. And so this notion of crowdfunding and finding alternative methods is certainly very valuable. So who's your target audience? Who's the type of, on the business owner side, the type of business owners that really make sense to attend the Alternative Funding Forum?
I think small or medium business owners currently looking for new ways to raise capital, and also investors who'd like to stay on the cutting edge of new trends, who are looking for the most exciting ways to invest, the most exciting businesses to invest in. Also, anyone who's interested in acquiring knowledge and contacts. You know, I think the more of these kind of events I host, I realize the big difference between where people are a year from now is the knowledge they acquire and the people you meet. And what I like about this forum is it brings everybody together. And in just one day, it saves you on months of networking because there's a wide range of individuals, not just people from crowdfunding, but also accredited investors, venture capitalists, bankers, lenders, world-class fundraising experts, all these people who are disrupting traditional capital markets. And also, I've been enthused by the fact that it seems to be one of those businesses where everyone's able to help each other. And so by connecting and learning, you can grow your business. And when everyone comes together in this way, it's quite a beautiful thing, really.
Yeah, absolutely. It's on one hand, I'm sure people think that it sounds too good to be true in some senses, but I've participated in forums like this and have seen that exactly what you're describing happen, that there are a lot of people out there that focus on win-win solutions, and while the investor is looking to make money, that doesn't mean that they can't help the business owner really grow their business and make a lot of money too.
You're right. It's the power of sharing ideas and sharing knowledge, and that's how you can find the right solutions, by gathering the right people together. At this event, you've got people who are at the forefront of the funding industry's change, and people who also, act and think outside the box. And so if you want to overcome the status quo and look at new sort of funding reasons, this is it, Alternative Funding Forum in Los Angeles, November 21.
November 21. So do you have some stories that you can share of some creative alternative funding solutions that you've seen spring from your forum?
Yes, I can give many examples. If you want to go to our website, which is metropoleglobal.com, you can read testimonials and more stories. But in brief, for example, we've got an entrepreneur called Chris Herbert, who's raised over $1.2 million on Indiegogo. Talking of crowdfunding, as we were earlier and just now, this guy who's speaking in our forum, Houston Huddleston, a science fiction fan, and he'd always dreamed he wanted to open a science fiction museum. Wouldn't it be great, if you could get the bridge from the Star Trek Enterprise, a gun from Star Wars, a TARDIS from Doctor Who, all in the same museum. He had the idea, but he didn't have the money. So he reaches out on to crowdfund to all fellow science fiction fans, and then pulls in a huge amount of money on Kickstarter. And now the museum's going to open in Los Angeles next year. And this is what I mean by success stories. People come, you just have the idea, and you connect with people and present them the opportunity. And people who love it and want to be part of it, will get involved. Not just on crowdfunding, but other investment opportunities as well. So there's lots of these inspiring stories. I'm one of them as well. This is the third annual conference of its kind, and after I hosted the first one, I was so inspired that I launched my own business. I thought that Los Angeles, where I live, had so many tours of the stars' homes, but they didn't have any tours of locations where the movies were actually shot, building streets which were used in films. So I started one. We called it TorificEscapes.com, TorificEscapes.com. And now we're the most popular Hollywood tour, ranked number one on TripAdvisor. And it's all because I went to one of these forums, was inspired by the entrepreneurial spirit, thought, I've spotted a gap in the market, I'll start my own business. And, you get to connect with people in the room. They give you advice. It's what I was saying before about how people are extremely approachable. I mean, I didn't know how to launch a business. I just heard these impressive speeches. But you get business cards, you get contacts, you follow up. And I'm the best example of it, really. You just go along, have an idea, and the people there were able to help me make it work. And now Terrific Escapes is number one. So, if you've got an idea or want to grow your existing idea, then, get involved. This is really the place for you, I think.
Yeah, I think so. And it's like you said, there's nothing nothing more exciting that your own success story, and have really benefited from the knowledge yourself, so that you're a living testimonial. But when you look back, or if you could give advice first the business owners that are attending the forum, what's the best way for them to prepare so that they can maximize the experience and be successful achieving getting the funding that they're looking for?
Well, have a great elevator pitch. You know, be able to describe your business and your needs in less than 30 seconds. So it's definitely important to practice that. It sounds completely obvious, but have a business card and have an impressive one, because at these events, so many people are exchanging cards. So you don't want to be in a situation where, say, oh, yeah, I didn't have any cards with me or anything like that. So practice your pitch. Make sure your cards are great, and just listen and be open, because you learn so much. I mean, if you're looking for angel investing, for example, is totally changing. Now you can go online, and there are websites which we'll tell you about where you can meet investors with a liquid net worth of $1 million and up, and then you'll hear what kind of projects people are investing in. I mean, VCs generally, they're not interested in movies; they are interested in technological projects. And just be open to new ideas. I would advise everyone to basically keep an ear out for Bitcoin trends, because that digital currency is really growing. It's a new system. It's very complex, but I think it's got a very exciting future. And the last point I'd make by way of advice is, don't crowdfund if you don't even have a Facebook page or a Twitter, because that's all about social media and connecting. So be prepared to connect in person and online.
On the investor side, is it a broad spectrum of different types of investors? Do you have institutional VCs and private equity, and do you have individuals? I mean, who are the folks that are there on the investor side?
All of those things, and that's what makes this event so unique and so special, because unlike others which concentrate on one particular area of investment, you've got a whole range of investors from all different sides of the spectrum, really. If you go to metropolglobal.com, attendees and speakers and all that kind of stuff. And I hope people will come along. It's at the Century Plaza in Century City on November 21st, because they'll all be there. And it's not like a 3 or 5 day conference. It's not going to be difficult to find these people. We're very limited in numbers. And everyone's sort of really approachable. So it's, saving on months of email writing and phone calls. You know, you're all there in the same room. So have your pitch ready and have your business cards at hand.
Got it. So you have both. You have both speakers. It sounds like that make presentations and educate people, and then it sounds like a lot of time for networking and walking around to the different booths and so forth and making connections.
This is exactly how it works. So pretty much every panel is 45 minutes. So there'll be a particular topic, whether it's EB5, for example, and then you will have people on the stage telling you how to attract foreign investors for your project via the EB5 capital program. And then there'll be 15 minutes to the next program, and that'll be your networking opportunity in those 15 minutes to speak to the panelists. You can stay for the next panel, or you can go outside and continue your conversation in the networking room. So this is, a full day, 8 a.m. To 5:30 p.m., and so all the topics are there. And you'll learn how to increase your fundability and what investors are looking for, and plenty of networking opportunities, because, there's a lot of talking on stage, but the most important talking is that which is done off stage, making personal connections and future business contact.
Interesting. So what's the cost, if you don't mind me asking, especially on for the business owners, because I'm sure a lot of our listeners are saying, this is worth a day of my time, but what's the cost to come to the forum?
The standard cost is $395, but at the moment there's an early bird rate, so if you book before October 31st, it's just $195, which is a steal. And so the early bird rate is available until Halloween, and then after that it goes to $395. So metropolglobal.com, metropolglobal.com, and you can book tickets on there. Early bird rate $195 until October 31.
Metropolglobal.com sounds like the place to go to read all about it and sign up and maybe potentially attract the type of capital that really could change your business and create the, like we say, the business and the life that you've always dreamed of.
Yeah, and to any of your listeners who are attending, please come up to me and say that you heard me on the Steve Beattie show, and it would be great to speak to you in person as well. And I'll make sure they're looked after and given the connections they need. So my name's Sandro Manetti. So be sure to come up to me and approach me on the day, because I'll be hosting the event and just making sure everyone's having a great time and getting what they need.
Sandra, I appreciate that, and I certainly that would be fun. I hope that we'll get a lot of our listeners there, and that they'll come up and talk to you, and that it'll be a successful forum for them and for your investors and for you as well. So I really appreciate you coming on the show. I wish you a lot of luck, and when you've got future events coming up, we look forward to talking to you more about those as well.
Funding is fun, and talking to you has been a delight. Thank you so much.
Likewise, Sandra. I hope you have a good weekend and a real successful forum. So we'll talk to you soon. So once again, that's Sandro Manetti. He's the host of the Alternative Funding Forum. If you're looking to expand your business, for $195 before October 31st and to spend a day of your time, I just can't imagine a better use of your time to try and attract the type of capital that really could blow your business out to the next level. So that's going to wrap up our show for today. We'd like to thank our guests. We'd like to thank Shannon Brody and Eden Sunshine and Sandro Manetti and Stan Sung and Raj Tumber for really making it a great show and bringing a wide variety of information to our listeners. Once again, we're here on every Friday afternoon, so please come back and listen. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beattie. Please visit ultimatebusinessowner.com to contact Steve for more tips, strategies, and precautions to help you create the business and the life you have always dreamed of. Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.